Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new section, Physical and Spiritual Bounties in the Grief. This is like a journey that Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullahi alayh is taking us on, speaking to a person about the rewards of sickness and what he gets for sickness, the rewards of plague, what sawab and reward Allah Pak has kept in him in the plague, kept for him in the plague. And now we did the section of Maut and what a blessing Maut is for a person. And then what he goes through, what experience he has at the time of death, what experience he has when he's being enshrouded, when that kafan is being put on, and what experience he has when he's put into the grave, and then how the land and the earth cries for this person, how the skies cry for this person, how he's loved by the earth, and how the skies cry for this person. And now he's taking us through another part of this journey, physical and spiritual bounties in the grave, what ni'mat Allah Pak has kept for this person in the qabr, as far as physical benefits and spiritual benefits for him. And Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahmatullahi alayhi anna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam innaka mundhu haddathani bi sawti munkarin wa nakirin wa dhaghtat al-qabri laysa yanfa'uni shay'un qala ya Aisha inna sawta munkarin wa nakirin fi asma'il mu'minina kal-ithmidi fil-ayni وضغطة القبر على المؤمن كالأم الشفيقة يشكو إليها ابنها الصداع فتغمز رأسه غمزا رفيقا ولكن يا عائشة ويل للشاكين في الله كيف يضغطون في قبورهم كضدخة صخرة على البيضة. حضرت سعيد بن المسيب رحمة الله عليه narrates and حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ever since you related to me about the sound of Munkar and Nakir and the pressure of the grave, nothing has been able to give me solace. And look how serious and how much of yakin and conviction that they had in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, nothing could give me solace after you mentioned about the sound of Munkar and Nakir and about the pressure and the closing up of the qabr. Nothing could give me solace. So much it worried her. Imagine how much of yakin they had on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he said, O Aisha, the sound of Munkar and Nakir in the ears of believers will be as enjoyable as antimony. Antimony, as surma is in the eye. But how the surma feels in this eye, it's so cooling for the person when he puts it. So that sound also of Munkar and Nakir will be so cooling for the person as in the qabr. For a believer, this is nothing that is to be worried about. It's a very soothing and easing and comforting sound. The pressure of the grave will be as comforting to the believer as an affectionate mother who gently presses the head of a child when he complains of a headache. The child is complaining of a headache. The mother gently presses the head of the child to give the child some type of relief, some type of comfort. So how nicely that mother presses, not with too much of pressure, she's pressing with love. So that pressure also that a person feels in that qabr, that will be a very gentle pressure, like that mother gently pressing the child. This also is not something to be worried and afraid of. However, O Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, destruction is for those who doubt the existence of Allah or His injunctions. They will be crushed in their graves just as an egg is crushed by a rock. But a person who doesn't believe in Allah, doesn't believe in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person is the one now that will be crushed in the qabr. He will be crushed how? Like how a rock crushes an egg. Egg is so soft, there's no chance of any resistance. One shot that egg just gets crushed. Like that, this person will get crushed in the qabr. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, idha dufina al-abdu al-mu'min, qala lahu al-qabr, marhaban wa ahlan, ama in kunta la ahabba may yamshi ala dhahri ilayya, فإذا وليتك اليوم وصيرت إلي فسترى صنعي بك فيتسع له مد بصره ويفتح له باب إلى الجنة قال وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما القبر روضة من رياض الجنة أو حفرة من حفر النار. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believing servant is buried, the grave saves to him. Now look at this. One is a person is getting a welcome by some type of person that is kept there on istiqbal as reception. The reception gives him a welcome. Or sometimes there's a porter that is outside, that porter will give him a welcome. Or sometimes there's children or family members that give him a welcome. Now look at this, the qabr itself, the physical qabr itself, is giving this person a welcome. Imagine the qabr is giving the welcome itself. It's as though we can say the walls are talking, how we say the walls are talking, and the walls also is welcoming the person. How nice a person will feel. He's overseas, he's gone to a strange place, a foreign place, but now that room that he's given, or that palace that he's given to stay, even the walls are welcoming him. Welcome, welcome. How nice will that person feel? So this is what's happening to a person in the qabr. When a believing servant is buried, the grave says to him, welcome, feel at home. You were the most beloved to me from all those who are walking on my surface. Now that you have been put under my care and given over to me, you will see how well I will treat you. The grave then expands for him as far as the eye can see, and a door leading to Jannah is opened for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the grave is either one of the gardens of Jannah for a righteous person, or one of the pits of the fire of Jahannam for the disobedient person. I don't think that this door that is opening to Jannah is one small door, like how we have one small door. This is the door of Akhirat. It's a huge door. Not even our sliding doors or our stack-up doors from end to end can match up to what door Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for this person in Jannah. It's a huge door with the whole scene. A person has a beautiful scene of Jannah that is coming, the breeze of Jannah, the smell of Jannah, the enjoyment of Jannah he's feeling in his qabr. This is the physical ni'mah that this person is experiencing in the qabr already before Akhirat. So automatically he's being welcomed, this whole scene in front of him. A wide door is open, and the breeze of Jannah is coming. So can you imagine how much of enjoyment this person is getting? Therefore, when a person goes to Akhirat, he doesn't even one second, every difficulty of this world is forgotten. He may have suffered his whole life. He may have, for example, a terminal illness where he suffered for years and years and years. He may have financial problems, physical problems, mental problems, problems with his family, problems with his friends, whatever problems you can think of. If it's all loaded on one person, all the difficulties is forgotten with one second, one glimpse of the beauties of Akhirat. So therefore a person never wants to return at all. Even if he's given the choice, he doesn't want to return to this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that yaqeen and that conviction that Akhirat is a beautiful place. It's not a place that a person dreads and he fears and he thinks that it's doom and it's gloom, but it's one that as the person is moving, as he's progressing in his life, the desire also to meet Allah, the desire of Akhirat is also increasing. So constantly there's a motion as his life is moving, the desire to meet Allah, the desire to go into the qabr, the desire for Akhirat is also increasing in this person. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come early for the Jummah salah, recite Suratul Kahf, and take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah. For ulama of the opinion, the du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.